Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezat Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 25. And today we're going to start going through the 16 personality types in detail, each one. And it's worthwhile to listen to. You may be one yourself, or you may have a spouse or a child or a relative that is the type that we're describing, or friends or acquaintances or employees or employers. People around you that have these personality types. And when I describe this based on the research that was done, you get a tremendous insight in them, which will help greatly in, number one, being done l'kav schus, giving people the benefit of the doubt, understanding differences, respecting them, and so on and so forth. So it's invaluable. It is really, really a tremendous thing. We will start off with the STs. ISTJ in particular. I means introverted, S means sensing, down to earth, T means thinking, and J means judging. They're sometimes called the managing executive, sometimes they're called the logician, based on logic. They're very decisive, they're very practical. They would make exhaustively thorough lawyers who would catch every error, every loophole in fine print. They're very accurate. They have great powers of concentration. They're generally guardians of tradition, time-honored institutions. They work tirelessly for institutions of their choice. They're dedicated. As J's, they're worried about the future, and they plan. As I's, they're very quiet. They're very serious. They perform their work in a very unassuming way. They're very, very dependable, they persevere over things. They are extremely reliable, stable. There's an exact thoroughness to them in details that make them suitable for work as auditors, accountants, supervisors, and things like that. They tend to be patient with procedures, but less patient with people. They tend to understand less the needs that differ of their own, although, again, they can work on this. As SJs, they are pillars of strength. They're very dutiful. They take their obligations seriously. That's the J aspect of it. As parents, they're consistent with their rules and definitive ideas of what's right and wrong. And they would scold and tell you the way it is without hesitation. That's the J. Basically, ISTJs just straight shooters, and they tell you the way it is. Interestingly, for such responsible types, they sometimes marry the opposite with the idea of trying to reform them, and they develop sort of like a parent-child relationship as the ISTJ plays that rescuer or reformer, which is really not healthy, if it's a marriage dynamic. They don't like flamboyant language or dress. They basically dress conservatively. They speak conservatively. They like things to be neat, to be orderly, to be functional. That's the concept of an ISTJ. Perhaps is no more driven by a sense of responsibility and bottom line than this ISTJ, introverted, sensing, thinking, judging types. In the name of responsibility, these introverts have social grace. They're easy with words. They could be outgoing if they need to be, but they are very private. They're very private overall. They're highly responsible, as we said. It's shaped by their sensing preferences. They gather information. They focus inwardly. They concentrate on data that's objective, immediate, concrete, pragmatic, meaning practical. They translate things objectively and tangibly. That's their T aspect. They organize it right away. They schedule it. That's the J aspect. These things come naturally to them, and they expect that same behavior for everyone else. If for some people, this is called a type A personality. Like INTJs, because they have the IT and J common, they excel often in school and at work. They raise to high senior positions of management, class presidents, community leaders. They feel that's just that they're just doing their duty. Their mantra is the word should. This should be done, that should be done, which is a beautiful thing for taking responsibility, but sometimes they could go overboard with it, as we'll explain. Now, It is difficult for T's sometimes if there are females. ISTJ females are very often misunderstood. They're looked at as sort of aloof. And ISTJ females in particular are conflicted because they want to balance that conventional feminine role of mothering and nurturing and warmth. And in their personality, they're somewhat different. They are more objective and organized. That's the T and the J. You know, male ISTJs are natural in conforming to that. You know, that is the male persona. But for ISTJ woman, it is difficult sometimes. And for people who marry IFTJ women, it's sometimes hard to get used to because you expect a female to be more showing warmth, showing emotion, showing, you know, that type of thing. And ISTJ females are not like that. And they have to be respected and understood for who they are. ISTJs have homes that are neat. They carry their domestic activities with efficiency. And they are very parenting they take with a great degree of responsibility. IST children as well, they're very serious, they're responsible. Their word is good as gold. You know, once they say, I love you, it can be trusted. And usually with ISTJs, the way they express love is more by actions than by words. Actions speak louder than words. They're not, that's in a way a problem because they're not verbally affectionate, generally speaking. They show love in a nonverbal style of affection, which gives them problems sometimes because it looks to an outsider that they're uncaring. It looks to an outsider that they have ice for blood, that they're cold, they're very cold. They're not cold. They do care. They care is shown by their sense of responsibility. They find it sometimes hard to tell their children in a warm way, I love you, or give them fierce hugs. And they have to work on that, but they do show their love by being fiercely loyal, both to individuals and to institutions. And they make literally good soldiers in the Navy, in the military. ISTJs excel with that. Usually the four-star generals and the admirals generally comprise of the ISTJ type. ISTJs gravitate in professions towards surgery, law, accounting. These careers have an appeal because they involve working alone, which is an I aspect. They like working on their own. They're very results-oriented, down-to-earth results-oriented, and that's the S, the sensing. They require objectivity, which is the T. And they have a specific way of doing things, and that's the J. They can be successful at any career, but they're less drawn to the ones that require abstract thinking or interpersonal spontaneity. You know, whether as supervisors or subordinates, they like to play by the rules. That's the general idea of an ISTJ. They like to play by the rules. In later years, they may become very, very inflexible, so they have to work on it. So all of these things are important to know about an ISTJ. So to go through some of these things again, they are responsible, they are dependable, they're not flashy or attention-seeking. They keep to society in a sturdy, stable foundation, and they are reliable for their practicality. They are the strong rock in the family, generally speaking, and they have a right way of doing it in every situation. They are quick to own up to their mistakes. They admit the truth, even if it doesn't look good. That's an honesty aspect of an ISTJ. They're very honest. They're very straightforward. They would rather satisfy their own conscience than lie to impress somebody else. They're not interested in impressing other people, generally speaking. So in a world that many people shirk their responsibilities or say what they think others want to hear, ISTJs do not do that. They stand out as dedicated, responsible, and honest. They pick up the slack. Their work ethic is very, very strong. They find themselves often shouldering other people's responsibilities. And the problem is they could get exhausted and discouraged if they're expected to do this. And very often ISTJs find themselves doing other people's work and they don't take the credit for it. Again, the avoda for an ISTJ is to show their emotions when they need to in a healthy, balanced way. And that is very, very important. To go through some of the strengths and weaknesses of an ISTJ. They are honest, they are direct, they are disciplined in words and in actions, very, very responsible, very calm, very practical. It's very rare that they lose their tempers. They are very organized. They are very organized, and they are very, very effective. And they are research-oriented. They're proud of their repository of knowledge. Their weaknesses is they could become stubborn. Facts are facts. And people with ISTJ personality types tend to resist any new ideas that doesn't support those facts. They are often insensitive. They may not be intentionally harsh, but ISTJs often hurt sensitive types' feelings by saying honesty is the best policy. I'm just saying it the way it is. I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but I'm going to just say it the way it is. They're very often by the book type people. They could become judgmental, and they are prone to burnout because of their reliability. They take responsibilities of others. In romantic relationships or in the husband-wife relationship, they have to work it through because they are indeed deeply, deeply committed, but they're very, very conservative. ISTJs could show and give a good emotional support when it's necessary, but often they have to work on the interpersonal relationships and recognize that the other party needs warmth and to work on their F side very, very much, especially in the marriage relationship or in deep friendships. They need to work on that aspect of it. And that's very, very important. ISTJs are not spontaneous in their friendship. They're loyal, they're trustworthy, they're honorable, and they're dependable. They'll stay by their friend no matter what. They're dedicated, loyal. They have the gift of loyalty. That's a big bracha that they have. But on the other side of it, the expression of emotional affection is not one of their strong skills. But they could show it, and they have to find ways to show it. Usually they show it by action. So the idea being is sometimes it's healthy for ISTJ to have friends or spouses that are more spontaneous, more imaginative, and it balances out their personality very, very well. In parenthood, it comes up with various challenges. They feel comfortable taking the role of a parent because they give responsibility, discipline. Like I said, they're very good as teachers, and they're very good as parents in the structured environment of the children, and so on and so forth, as long as it's not overly rigid, because ISTJ children also need warmth and emotional support, even though it doesn't seem like they need it. And parents who are ISTJs, they're strongly principled, hard work, and they expect their children to follow the standards. But sometimes if you take that too far, you could cause damage, and parents and children, you know, often will regret that. So the idea is to have that flexibility and work towards that, to love each other in the best way possible. Many personalities are comfortable with flexible work. ISTJs are not. They're very steadfast. Careers that fit ISTJ, military officers, lawyers, judges, police officers, detectives, all very popular among ISTJs. They have sharp eyes. They have razor sharp focus. They enjoy, like I say, working alone. Nothing is quite so challenging for ISTJ personality as ongoing debates. Who's responsible for war or this or that? They do have very strong opinions. The mile is they are indeed the backbone of society. They take facts over feelings often. They stick to a high standard, which is the backbone of any healthy society. But again, on a human level, they do need to work on the warmth and the affection, and to become somewhat more responsible, you know, have that kindness mixed in to the responsibility with it, to have a flexibility within the structure, things like that. So to sum up, ISTJs, you know, in the frum world, very often they would be, you know, stick to sort of halacha, stick to a certain rigidity. They like reliability. They like hard work. Their dedication, like we said, is invaluable. There's no bad or good personality type. Every ISTJ could become great and wonderful, or they have challenges and they can make wrong choices and be unhealthy. So it's the personality type itself is not a plus or a minus. We said that many, many times. So that is the idea. The idea is that they do need to work on their weaker traits, add skills to that, and to become more outgoing when they need to become more warm when they need to become more thinking things through in the ramification of things, and also to become more spontaneous. You know, it's not natural for ISTJ to sit down with even their own child and just play around with them for 45 minutes and just like loose and let go. And sometimes they need to do that. They need to let go. So this is a summary of the ISTJ, and we will continue Be'ezus Hashem going through all the personality types as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.